The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Tánaiste Micheál Martin has accused three Fine Gael junior ministers of undermining the budgetary process. He described as unhelpful a recent newspaper article by the ministers of state where they called for a budget tax break of €1,000 for the average worker. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehan.
An Irish Independent article penned by Ministers Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Martin Hayden and Peter Burke is continuing to sow discord among the two biggest parties in government. Micheál Martin moved to assure his party last night that Finance Minister Michael McGrath has overall responsibility for the budget process, saying he will ensure the minister gets the space to do his job. He told the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting that he was very conscious of the needs of people living with disability, pensioners and carers. Government was, he said, engaged in a collective process that will be guided by the Programme for Government pledge to reduce tax and increase spending on public services. Fine Gael also met last night with TDs and senators effusive in their backing of the junior minister's stance. They were urged to double down on their call, which the party believes could benefit up to 1.9 million workers. The Taoiseach told the meeting there is scope for an income tax, welfare and pensions package in the budget, and he expects commitments on relieving the tax burden to be honoured.
The Irish Congress of Trade Unions has called for the national minimum wage to be increased by €2 to €13.30 an hour in January 2024. In a submission to the Low Pay Commission, the ICTU said such an increase would go a considerable distance to providing a decent standard of living for low-paid workers. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The minimum wage increased by 80 cents an hour on the 1st of January to €11.30. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions says it needs to increase by €2 an hour from January next year and by another €2 in January 2025. In a submission to the Low Pay Commission, ICTU warns that low-paid workers are hurting disproportionately amid the current soaring cost of living. Last year, the government announced plans to replace the minimum wage with a new living wage by 2026. It will be phased in with gradual increases each year until it reaches 60% of the hourly median wage. ICTU says that while it welcomes the move to a living wage, it needs to happen sooner.
The HSE has said it cannot fulfil a proposal from Disability Minister Anne Rabbitt to use agency staff to reopen 10 respite beds for children with disabilities in County Cork because the agency staff aren't there to do so. Families say they are in crisis because they cannot get access to respite care. There are currently only around 15 respite beds for children with disabilities in Cork. The HSE says there are currently no further resources available from agency staff services to reopen those beds. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has announced he will seek the Republican nomination for next year's U.S. presidential elections. However, his long-awaited entry into the 2024 race for the White House was hit by technical glitches after a Twitter live stream malfunctioned. By the time last night's Twitter talk had begun in earnest, hundreds of thousands of Twitter users had left the platform. The 44-year-old is expected to become Donald Trump's most significant rival for the Republican nomination. The Irish peacekeeper Private Sean Rooney is to be honoured at the United Nations headquarters in New York today. Private Rooney was killed while on duty in Lebanon last December. At a ceremony in the UN General Assembly Hall, the Irish ambassador to the United Nations, Fergal Mithen, will receive a medal on behalf of the Rooney family. The ceremony forms part of a series of events planned to mark the 75th anniversary of UN peacekeeping. Tributes have been paid to the American soul and pop superstar Tina Turner, who has died at her home in Switzerland at the age of 83. Known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, she rose to fame in the 1960s and had numerous hits across a number of decades, including River Deep, Mountain High, Private Dancer, and The Best. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Choose Grant's A++ rated air-to-water heat pump to heat your new build home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Largely dry today, quite cloudy at times, but spells of sunshine too. Highest temperature 17 to 22 degrees, warmest in the south.